104.5, The Zone.
The Black and Gold Zone.
Exclusive coverage of Vanderbilt sports.
The Zone.
Turns upfield and it's wide open. Touchdown, Commodore.
Live from the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, the Martin and Zerfoss Insurance Agency presents the Coach Johnson Call-In Show.
10, 5, end zone! Touchdown!
Oh, my goodness!
The presenting sponsor of the Coach Johnson Call-In Show is the Martin and Zerfoss Insurance Agency, a proud carrier of auto owners insurance.
Intercepted! It is intercepted! Myron Lewis!
Tonight's show is also brought to you by the newly renovated Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, located steps from Vanderbilt Stadium and a proud supporter of the Commodores. Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, recipient of the 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. A proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. By the Governor's Highway Safety Office, who reminds you, booze it and lose it. By Fisher's, the bologna-making people. By Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. When it comes to great barbecue, it's the rule. And by Delta Air. Lines, proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. Now, let's talk Vanderbilt football. Here's your host, the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
And a very pleasant good evening to you, live from the Commodore Grill here in the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. We are talking Vanderbilt football for the next hour with Commodore head coach Bobby Johnson. It is great to have you with us. Another great crowd of Commodore fans on hand, and we'll give you the number 737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE for your questions. This show brought to you by Martin and Zerfoss. Since 1978, they've built the reputation of a local independent agent focused on solutions. Call T. Zerfoss, Mickey Martin, Mike House, Paul Steele, or Taylor Reagan at 297-8500. Ask about auto owners insurance, the no-problem people. Vanderbilt heads to Gainesville to take on the Florida Gators on Saturday. It is a 6:20 Central Time kickoff from the Swamp down in Gainesville. We'll be on the air 5 o'clock Central Time with the Tailgate Show. Tough game against Georgia Tech. Tech ranked 11th in the nation. I think a bit of a surprise for a lot of people that it was as offensive as it turned out to be in terms of numbers. Vanderbilt falls 56-31, but it's one of those. The good news was 31 points against a very good team. The negative, of course, you know, 56 and the turnovers that went with that.
The turnovers, you know, really hurt us on defense. Now, don't get me wrong, Georgia Tech was very good on offense, and, you know, that's the strength of their team. In fact, you know, their defense may hurt them to move up a little further,
yeah.
But they're very good on offense, and we were hanging with them and actually had a lead, and then the turnovers just really killed us. And anytime you give those guys the ball on the, I think the 30,
21, yeah.
21,
yeah.
Somewhere in there, yeah, it's going to be tough to win. And plus, you know, that gave them more time with the ball and did not give us a chance to score with the ball. So it was quadruple whammy on us, whatever you want to call it.
I guess the big negative in this, or one of the big stories out of this, Larry Smith, who started off so well in that game, he might be done for the year.
I think he is. Larry tore his hamstring, and a pull and a tear, you know, they're very similar. It's just to what degree the tear is. And but I think it's severe enough that he probably won't make it back. Conservative guesstimate is 4 weeks. And
well,
then,
with three left, it
exactly.
doesn't matter.
So that's over the limit. And probably the best guess would be 6 weeks, so it would be extremely tough for him. We've had guys with tweaked hamstrings out 3 or 4 weeks, so I don't see how he can make it back.
But given that, you've got McKenzie Adams, who played relatively well in the game, you know, coming off of the bench. He's got experience, and he's going to be your starter.
He is, and we're very pleased about that, that we've got a quality guy to go in, and he did. He went in and just, you know, act like a veteran and act like he had been prepared. And he hadn't gotten the reps that Larry had, but Coach Kizer gets him enough that he knew the game plan, knew what we wanted to do on offense. And I thought he came right in there and let us down for a touchdown and,
yep.
and did a great job. So, you know, McKenzie, you know, he's not going to be scared at all. I mean, he's a veteran. He'll get down there and he'll compete against the Gators and whoever we play from here on out, and he'll be prepared. And, you know, we feel good about his capabilities of running the offense.
737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Vanderbilt takes on Florida on Saturday. One bit of news you may not have heard in regard to Florida, their outstanding linebacker Brandon Spikes suspended for the first half of the game against the Commodores for a, I don't even know how to explain it, an eye gouging incident where he was gouging the eyes of freshman running back Washaun Ely in the middle of a pile. And there's been a lot of reaction to this, and a lot of it has been, quite frankly, that this is not nearly a strong enough penalty. And that's not Vanderbilt's statement, that's not mine, but you're hearing it all over the place. But when somebody tries to intentionally gouge the eyes of a player and you get a half-game suspension, it kind of brings up a lot of questions. And so that's been talked about a lot today and will be the rest of the week.
No, I'm sure, but that's going to be Coach Meyer's decision and the conference's decision, and we'll be playing whoever they have out there.
737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. A lot of folks on the line. We ask you to get on the lines as well. We're back right after this.
Martin and Zerfoss selects our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with Martin and Zerfoss Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through auto owner's insurance. For a no-problem approach for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, call 615-297-8500 and ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owner's Insurance. Martin and Zerfoss Insurance, for all of your personal and business insurance needs.
Dishes, baloney-making people, makes it fun for your tummy.
It's grill-out time in Nashville, and that means it's time for Fisher's Big Grillers and extra-thick bologna on the grill. So at the tailgate, quick lunch, or that backyard party, rely on Fisher's for great taste and great fun. For the bologna-making people, go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's bologna-making people, bacon-making, smile-making, bologna-making people.
You're going to help drive me back. How many feet I got?
12.
How far'd you say?
19.
Wait, I thought you said 12.
22.
What? Huh? What?
36.
Really? That far? Okay. Hold on, I'm coming back.
Using your lucky numbers here won't put you in a better spot.
Okay, you can stop now.
But playing them could. Use your lucky numbers in the Tennessee Lottery and get where you want to go with four new ways to win all 4 weeks of November. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
This week at any Tennessee Lottery retailer, buy $5 in Powerball in a single transaction and get one free Cash 3 Quick Pick play, good for the next drawing.
One-on-one with Vanderbilt football coach Bobby Johnson. The Commodore Call-In Show, Monday nights on 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
We are glad you're with us from the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. Martin and Zerfoss Insurance represents some of the best insurance carriers in the country, allowing them to create a comprehensive insurance plan for you, your family, or even your business at competitive prices. Call Martin and Zerfoss at 297-8500. Ask them about auto owner's insurance, the no-problem people. A lot of folks on the lines, a few lines still open, 737-1045, 1-866. 492 zone. Let's go west. Salt Lake City, Utah. Alex, get us started. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Coach, it's I listen to the show every week through my podcast. I've been a Vanderbilt fan since 1992. My grandpa used to take me to the games, and it broke my heart when I had to move out here and couldn't go see you guys. Coach, I don't want to take anything away from the technicality of the football game, but I do want to know, at what capacity do you deal with the team on an emotional level? Because, again, I don't want to take any technicality away from the game, but when I watch the team and they have a look like they know they can win, they do. And in the first half of the Georgia Tech game, and even when I look back at games like LSU, they hit hard and they competed. And against South Carolina, they had to look like they knew they could win. But anyway, I'm going to hang up and listen.
How do you, motivating a team, getting them ready to play? These guys walk into a game, even if they're underdogs, and don't play that way.
Well, we talk to them all week. You got to build. You just don't go up there and right before you go out the locker room door that you get them all fired up. It doesn't work that way. You got to build toward it, and you got to give them confidence in what you're doing offensively and defensively, and have success in practice, and make them go hard in practice and do the things they need to do to win. And if you do that, that commitment or whatever you want to call it is going to be there on Saturday. And our guys, I thought they played extremely hard the other night. So I rarely think our guys are flat or disinterested. I don't think I've ever had a team that I would classify as that.
Do you think a lot about what you're going to say to the team the last time before you go out to play?
All week I think about it, yeah. And it changes from day to day, hour to hour, just what happened on Thursday, what happens on Friday, what happens on the trip down to away game, what they've seen probably in the paper, or, there's 100 different stimuli that come right into effect here, and it changes a bunch. But mostly it's appealing to pride and the team feeling, pulling for each other and working for each other.
I'm guessing this is the only coach's show where the word stimuli has been used. I just wanted to put that in. 737, and it didn't come from me. 737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE. Robert in Nashville, thanks for holding your own with Coach Bobby Johnson.
I'm seeing it at this college fair.
Robert, are you with us?
Yes, hi. Question that I have for you. I know that you said Larry Smith has all the tools, and obviously he is your starter when he returns. What skills does he bring to the table that McKenzie doesn't have? And did you change your offense or do anything differently with McKenzie Adams in here?
Good question. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. We're going to run the same offense that we've been doing, and McKenzie is very capable. And people have mistaken what I've said. We didn't say McKenzie can't do it. We just thought that Larry was the best option to do it for all the things we need to do in our offense. Run the ball, throwing the ball deep. Those are the things that, we feel like Larry does very well. It's not that McKenzie can't do it. Mm-hmm. We just feel like Larry was the guy.
Kind of felt bad for Larry because he got hurt in a game when he was playing really well.
He
got off to a terrific start.
He was, and I think he was well prepared and felt great about the game plan and had confidence in what we were doing. And our guys were doing a good job of blocking and protecting. And, that showed up a little bit later when Warren and Zach ran well, and so we were doing very well on offense.
Back to the phones on a cell phone. Papa Todd, welcome to the show. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Thank you, guys.
Sure.
Thank you for taking my call. Coach, I'm really proud of the job y'all did. I was really impressed with you. I thought y'all looked great. Had a couple bad bounces there at the end, but I'm proud of y'all and all.
Thank you.
The question I was wanting to know is, I haven't heard anybody talk about it. I listen to the radio quite often. But I was wondering what your strictness of schedule rank was in the country, if you knew or if y'all could find that out and maybe talk about it. And I think it would help you out with some of the things other people have been asking you.
All right. Well, appreciate that, Todd. I don't know what the strength of schedule is.
30s.
I do know one thing. We're playing the number one team this week.
Yeah.
I do
it's
know
it's going
that.
Up this week, isn't it?
I don't think it can get any harder than that for the week. And,
you know, Georgia Tech, obviously.
Number 11.
It was, has gone up a whole bunch this year. And it changes, you know, from the first of the year, Mississippi, I think, was ranked sixth. Of course, they went down when they lost to South Carolina. South Carolina was not ranked early, and then they were when we played them. So that changes to whatever kind of, you know, facts you want to put in there.
Yeah.
When, where, who they beat is kind of subjective.
I don't have it in front of me, but my guess is it's got to be in the 30s or higher, I would think. But, you know, playing in the SEC, you're automatically going to be at a certain level. Then you add a non-conference of a Georgia Tech, it's going to kick you up again. So that would be my guess. But it's a tough schedule.
Yeah, it is, no doubt.
737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Chris, Rusty, Mark, Steve, Zach, stay on the line. And there's a couple of lines available for you as well. And we come back after this.
For the best in food, sports, and entertainment, look no further than the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. The Commodore Grill features a breakfast buffet 7 days a week, and on game day is open for your favorite pregame meal or beverage. The menu still features the best burger on West End. The Commodore Grill is still the home for the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday night, and also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Sunday. We've said it before, but now more than ever, the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt is your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
Pressure is being down by 1 point with 8 seconds left in the game, and you are on offense. Pressure is also having to figure out which telecom carrier, equipment company, and internet provider is best for your business. EMG Communications can't help you win the game, but they can do the legwork and recommend the telecom system that's right for you. Even install low-voltage wiring and state-of-the-art security cameras. Learn more about EMG Communications, part of the SOMA group of companies. Log on to EMGCOMM.com.
Hey, Vandy fans, head on over to Jersey Mike's Subs for our great $5.99 meal deal. Any mini Mike, chips, and drink for just $5.99 all day, every day. Jersey Mike's subs are sliced fresh to order right in front of you and piled high with the freshest ingredients. One taste and you'll be hooked. There are 21 locations throughout the Nashville area. For the one nearest you, visit JerseyMike's.com. Voted best sub by Nashville Scene.
Delta presents Global Business Etiquette.
G'day, mate. Let's wrestle some Crocs.
In Sydney, avoid using Aussie slang. A simple hello and a handshake will do.
How you doing?
Aha! But take caution. In Vietnam, handshakes usually occur between members of the same sex.
I can't feel my face.
Delta serves over 350 destinations in 66 countries, including Australia and Vietnam. For the most destinations worldwide, visit delta.com.
Catch the other side of sports with Hope Hines. Weekday mornings at 5:58, presented by Beeman Automotive. From the sports station, 104.5, The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
We are glad to have you with us from the Commodore Grill here at the Holiday Inn at Vanderbilt, talking Commodore football. Vanderbilt takes on Florida, 6:20 kickoff on Saturday. And in case you have not heard, kickoff time has been announced for Vanderbilt's final home game against Kentucky, and it's an early one, 11:20 in the morning kickoff. So, hallelujah. I think we kind of like the early ones, so looking forward to that at Senior Day. So make your plans to be there early, honoring a bunch of seniors before the game. It's a large group as well, but that's an 11:20 kickoff against Kentucky. Back to the phones. Vandy, Chris, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, guys. How are we doing tonight?
Good, thank you.
Good, Chris. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I wanted to call and speak my mind for a second. First, I want to say I think the offense has improved over the last 2 weeks. I know it hasn't been a dramatic improvement, but I've seen improvement, and I'm happy about that. But the main point that I wanted to call is I think Saturday night we played the potential national champs, to be honest with you, because obviously they're the most perfect team in America. Because the way I see it, Saturday, I just don't see a level playing field out there necessarily for us, because the reason why I say that, Georgia Tech comes into Saturday night's game is a run-based offense option team, and everybody knows it. But yet they run the ball 69 times for over 400 yards of rushing, and there's no holding, no procedure calls, no chop blocks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And it may sound like sour grapes a little bit, but, you know, I mean, it's almost common sense. A team that comes into a game known nationally as a run-based team runs the ball that many times for that many yards, and there's no holding calls, and the way they block, there's no chop blocks, there's nothing like that. And then there was two points brought up on the show that just helps my case out. Spikes down at Florida getting suspended for a half for a blatant eye gouge, and then the schedule thing, not having a bye week, two out of the last 3 years, I just don't see a level playing field out there for us. And I appreciate every hard work that you coaches and players do, because I know you're trying your butts off. I just wish we got a little help like the other big boys did, but I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Chris. You know, I have to admit, sometimes I feel that way, but I don't think there is a conspiracy against the Commodores, but sometimes you wonder.
Well, that's one of those. When you look at the two games that were called by the ACC crew, that was Army and Georgia Tech. The Army game, Army 4 penalties, 29 yards. Vanderbilt 12 penalties, 99 yards. Two touchdowns called back. Georgia Tech, 1 penalty, 9 yards. Vanderbilt, 8 penalties, 67 yards. It is what it is.
That's just
the stats that you have to deal with.
Exactly.
But again, and I know you've gone back and looked at the tape, and there were some penalties there that had to drive you crazy.
Oh yeah. You know, they could call holding all the time. You know, one time they call holding on us because, you know, we had the guy blocked and he just sort of spun back into our offensive lineman and just sort of blocked himself. So mm-hmm. I guess they figured we couldn't do that, but you know, you know, it is mind-boggling sometimes.
737-1045-1866-492 zone. Rusty in Antioch, thanks for holding. Your own Coach Bobby Johnson.
Gentlemen, I appreciate you taking my call. How is everybody tonight?
Good, thank you.
How you doing?
Well, good. Hey, listen, I know the lines are loaded. I just want to call them and say, hey, good to be go. Proud to be a Commodore. Y'all have a great day. Just want to check in. Take care.
Thanks for that call,
good
Rusty.
To have that.
Appreciate it.
You know, it's one of those, you know, fans are disappointed in this. You know, everybody's disappointed in this season. But it was a good turnout Saturday, and it's nice to have a lot of folks kind of, you know, hanging in. You know,
sure, sure. I mean, look at the crowd we have here tonight.
Yep.
I mean, this is fantastic. And, you know, I know people are going to, you know, be extremely disappointed that we're not going back to another bowl this year. And we want to be consistent in our program, but, you know, I think we got enough young guys on our team that we're going to be good for several years down the road.
737-1045-1866-492 zone. Mark in Nashville, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
Coach, just a quick comment about the Florida game. I wanted to congratulate you on something, getting the guys up every game. And sometimes it's tough, and it's been a tough season, and you've done an excellent job of that. I just don't want that to go unnoticed. You've got them up and ready to play, and it's got to be tough, and it's going to be a tough game coming up against Florida. And I'll hang up and listen, but I just want to think about Florida's not scoring as many points as they have. It looks like Vandy's got, you know, we've got the offense going on now. So I think we got a good shot at this number one team down here. What's your thoughts on putting 9 in the box and just going after Tebow? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you for taking my call.
That's a good question. Thank you, Mark. What are the challenges that Florida presents for you offensively?
Well, you know, they've got a lot of weapons.
Yep.
They got some great running backs, Demps and Rainey, and they got some great receivers. And, you know, they got probably the best trigger man in the country. I mean, he makes it all happen. And they're so diverse, you know, it's hard to predict, you know, what kind of personnel they're going to have out on the field, and you try to match that up, and then they've got the option game, but they also have a really fine passing attack.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a challenge. We're not going to be afraid to get some people in the box and try to stop the run. But, you know, you better get some pressure on Tebow. And even sometimes, you know, I've seen a lot of film. People get pressure on him. He's hard to tackle.
Yep.
And
he's a big boy.
He's a big guy, and he's not
slow. You know, he's not that quick, speedy kind of guy, but he outruns people somehow, some way. I don't know how it is, but he's hard to bring down and hard to hem up. So, you know, that he can really hurt your run in the football, and I'm not talking about the options or the plan runs, but pulling it down and either running for a first down or getting away from the rush and hitting somebody downfield with a pass.
I heard Tony Dungy talking about him earlier last week, I guess, and he was asked, I think Dan Patrick asked him a hypothetical and said, you know, you're a GM and you've got a top five pick and you've got Tim Tebow, Sam Bradford, Colt McCoy, and, you know, a couple other quarterbacks available, and
that's
you need a quarterback.
What'd he say?
Yeah, he said, I'd take Tim Tebow.
Oh, really?
He said, yeah, that because of his ability to run. It's kind of like a wildcat formation without having to declare it.
Exactly.
You know, they can do it any time.
And I think he's very underrated in his passing. You know, he has a, you know, a little long delivery, but he's rarely rushed, and that rushing him does not bother him. So, you know, if it's just a tiny bit long, and it's, you know, that's not a big deal. But he's very accurate and sees the field extremely well. And, you know, I think he does a good job passing the ball.
He's done awfully well. 737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Be sure and join us every Monday night right here at the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn at Vanderbilt. You can visit live with the coach and enjoy great food and drink specials. The Commodore Grill, your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters. More of your questions right after this.
Award-winning coverage of your favorite team.
You're in the zone.
WGFX-FM, Gallatin, Nashville.
104.5, The Zone.
Homeowners insurance isn't about the house. It's about the people who live in the house. It's about providing security and confidence that you'll be protected if a covered loss occurs. As a local independent agent, Martin and Zerfoss can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owners insurance. Martin and Zerfoss Insurance. For all of your personal and business insurance needs, call 615-297-8500.
It's another exciting Go-To-Roll tailgate event at the stadium.
Tom is pulling out all the stops, dragging his 15-foot smoker, but his fans will wait hours before eating.
Look, Steve scores big, bringing in Go-To-Roll Smokehouse Grill, ribs, and barbecue tailgate packs. He just called ahead and picked up his order right in Vandyville.
Well, Golden Rule is the official catering sponsor for all Vandy football games.
Call your tailgating and catering headquarters, Golden Rule, for the South finest barbecue and more since 1891. Call 1-877-PIGS-RULE. That's 1-877-PIGS-RULE.
When you're spending your hard-earned money for your girlfriend's engagement ring, you should feel confident you've gotten the best possible value for your money. When you buy from Shane Company, that's not just a feeling, it's a fact. Carat for carat, our diamond prices are the lowest in town because we avoid middleman markups and buy directly from the diamond cutters. While most other jewelers buy from middlemen and pass those markups on to you, at Shane Company, we pass the savings on to you. So you will get a larger, more beautiful, higher quality diamond than you'll get at any other jeweler. I promise that when you buy her engagement ring from Shane Company, you will get the best value anywhere. You'll not only feel it, you'll know it.
Now you too can be a friend in the diamond business. Join the Shane Company team in Nashville and start a glamorous full or part-time career with great benefits. Opportunities are available now. Visit ShaneCo.com for details.
Your home for Friday night high school football.
The Vanderbilt Commodores.
Plus Sunday and Monday night football.
The Sports Station.
104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
It's great to have you with us from the Commodore Grill at Holly and Vanderbilt. Bradshaw Collision Repair Center is one of our great sponsors. Received the 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Get the best possible collision repair at Bradshaw's, where ethics and honesty are recognized standards. Four locations and at BradshawCollisionRepair.com. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. 737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Tony in Nashville, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Go Doors.
All right.
Hey, Tony.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Bobby, I want an early Christmas gift, if you would, please.
Let me try.
Beat Florida for me, please.
Okay.
That'd be a Christmas gift for a bunch of
us. Is that all? Is that all?
Bobby, give it all you got, if you would, please, down in Gainesville. I'm going to be listening. Of course, I can't be there, but I don't like Florida. Don't like nothing about them. I want you to go down there since Tennessee couldn't do it. Unless you couldn't do it, please be Florida for me.
Well, that's the plan, and our guys will give it our all. Don't worry about that, Tony.
Please, give it your all. I'm rooting for you, Bob.
Thanks.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. 737-1045-1866-492-ZONE. That'd be a present for a lot of people to go down there and beat the number one team in the country. There's so much talk about Tim Tebow and what he brings, the challenges he brings for you defensively. But you just can't focus all on Tebow. They have got a lot of weapons around him.
They do. The tight end's very good. They got great receivers. The running backs are extremely explosive. And then their defense, I think, is ranked about number one in every category there is, except maybe, you know, a couple. And, you know, I don't think they had a punt returned on them for 1 yard this year, none. Of course, I don't think they punted about nine
times.
They
haven't punted that much,
you
that's
know,
right.
So, you know, they've got the total package, if you want to say it, and, you got to be great in all areas to beat Florida, and we got a plan to be great in all areas.
They are number two in the nation in pass defense, number two in the nation in total defense, number 13 in the nation in total offense, number six in rushing offense. I mean, if you're number one in the country, you're probably going to be at the top of the list in a number of categories.
Exactly.
And they are.
And they do a good job. Not only do they have good players, but they've got an excellent scheme, both offensively and defensively. So it's not like, you know, they just throw them out there and tell them to play.
I think I was frankly surprised in Zach Stacy Saturday. We had heard about his ankle and the problems he's had with that, off and on in practice, missing games. He looked terrific on Saturday.
He did, and that's just the way that ankle is sometimes. He steps the wrong way, and it really, as Tom Bossing, our trainer, says, lights him up,
mm-hmm.
you know, as far as pain. And then other times he can go and, you know, has very little pain. And the other night was one of those times, and hopefully it's going to hold up. But we're going to probably have to get that ankle surgically fixed after the season so we won't have to go through this you know, not knowing how he's going to be every week. So, but he did a great job on the one run. You know what you didn't see, probably a lot of people didn't see, but Brandon Barden made a great block
on
the blitzing linebacker and got him through the line of scrimmage. And then Zach made the safety miss, and then it was a foot race from then on, and he got it in the end zone. So, great execution. It was a great call by Coach Kaiser, and great execution, and then Zach did the rest.
One more call before the break. Rick in Dixon, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Coach, what's going on? I've got a couple of quick questions. I'm a big Auburn man and everything, but I've always been intrigued by Vanderbilt. My first question is, whatever happened to the great Frank Mordecai that played for Vanderbilt, what, in the late 70s?
Right.
And then on the second question is, on your bye week, how does that figure out when everybody else is getting in the middle of the season before the big games? Why can't Vanderbilt seem to get a break and get one right before the Georgia Tech game, right before the Florida game, just like everybody else? And I'll hang up and listen, and hey, you're doing a damn good job. Go Doors.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's
pretty good for a Auburn man.
10 push-ups for him,
yeah.
But that's all right.
Yeah. A big Auburn guy, that's
yeah.
pretty good. But the bye week, you know, we've talked about it several times, and it's just, you know, just a
quirk.
Really a quirk of the scheduling process that got us in that situation. But our bye week's going to be after the season. you know, that's when ours comes. But we were fortunate last year. Last year we had two, and they were exactly
that was almost
in the third.
Perfect, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, played four games, had an open date, played four more games, had an open date, and then played our last four games. So some years it's good, some years it's tough. What was the second part of that?
He's talking about Frank Mordica, who you know, had the tremendous performance against Air Force and is one of the legends of Vanderbilt. We've actually kind of tried to track him down in recent months and still trying to do that,
okay.
As a matter of fact.
Well, I hope we can.
Need to get him honored because
yeah.
What a tremendous player he was. 737-1045 and 1-866-492 zone. Mike, stay on the line. You're next right after this.
Bologna making people makes it fun for your tummy.
Bite into the big taste of Fisher's Big Grillers with Big Frank's jalapeno cheddar and brats, providing you the burst of flavor for that backyard party, quick lunch, or the family get-together. You'll bring a smile to everyone. Go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's Bologna making people, bacon making, smile making, bologna making people.
For the best in food, sports, and entertainment, look no further than the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. The Commodore Grill features a breakfast buffet 7 days a week, and on game day is open for your favorite pregame meal or beverage. The menu still features the best burger on West End. The Commodore Grill is still the home for the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday night, and also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Sunday. We've said it before, but now more than ever, the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt is your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
It's a time when, like our ancestors, we grab chunks of meat and throw them over an open flame. This is America's backyard barbecue. And this is America's beer, Budweiser. It's brewed with the finest natural ingredients for the perfect combination of flavor and refreshment.
Budweiser, the great American-style lager.
Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
Joe Fisher here for Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award winner for Marketplace Ethics. Since 1967, Bradshaw's has set the standard for quality and professionalism in collision repairs with honesty and integrity. As consumers, we have the right to choose the best qualified repair shop for our vehicles. If you need collision repairs, choose Bradshaw's. Four locations, Madison, Cool Springs, downtown Nashville, and in Gallatin. Or BradshawCollision.com. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics, the Nashville Predators, and the Tennessee Titans.
So you own an auction house.
10 Diddy, I do.
And you're looking for a U.S. Bank small business loan?
Loans. I need a loan. Can I get 10? Do I hear 10?
Yes.
20K.
Sure.
Do I hear 20K? Okay.
Bob, we've got all the money your business needs.
Sold.
Great.
U.S. Bank has more solutions to help you make more of your small business and get even more with U.S. Bank business banking packages.
Your application's all set.
Whoa, that was fast. That was really, really fast. Gotta go. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Bob.
Visit any U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com, or call 800-673-3555. U.S. Bank. All of us serving you. Member FDIC.
Hey, that stack of money over there with the googly eyes, is that the money you could be saving with Geico?
It's the money I am saving with Geico. He helped me buy this pool table.
Nice. So what else does he do? Can he tell jokes?
Seriously, Kevin, he's a stack of money. He doesn't tell jokes. He just blinks and buys me stuff.
Well, I just thought...
Money can't talk. That's ridiculous. Why do you always take it too far?
Me?
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Great to have you with us. Don't waste any time calling insurance company after company searching for the best price and fit for you. You work hard enough as it is. Let the independent agent Martin and Zerfoss, proud carrier of auto owner's insurance, do the work for you. Vanderbilt takes on Florida. It is a 6:20 kickoff Central Time on Saturday from the Swamp. We're on at 5 o'clock with the Tailgate Show on 104.5 The Zone. Mike in Hendersonville, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
How you doing, Coach?
Good, Mike. How you doing?
Oh, doing great tonight. Hey,
good.
I'm a huge defensive fan, and I'm glad y'all finally touched on that. Everybody worries about Florida's offense, but how do coaches prepare going against such a fast, athletic, and aggressive defense? And then secondly, how does a good coach like Charlie Strong, how does it seem like he gets passed over for head coaching jobs, because I think he does such a great job. And, I mean, it looks like he's due. Turner Gill looks like he's due at a bigger school. I just wonder if you could talk about that, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, you know, they present a lot of problems. What you try to do is get your best matchups and try to look at the schemes and see where they might be vulnerable to, you know, any kind of attack you want to try to draw up. But, you know, that's what we do all week. You know, we spend hours and hours and hours and hours looking at tape.
I was up today, and you were sitting in the offense meeting. I saw that.
Trying to figure out, you know, what you can do to try to take advantage of what you do best and what they do worst, I guess. So, you know, it's a tough duty when you got a team that's ranked, like you said, in that just about every category because they got great players and they have a great coach. Charlie Strong does a great job. Why he hasn't gotten a head coaching job, I don't know. You know, I know Charlie fairly well. Great guy and works extremely hard. One thing is probably he's doing really well at Florida. And, you know, for him to take a job at, you know, a small, you know, FCS school, you know, he might have to take a pay cut.
Oh, he would. That's right. Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, you know, flippantly. And, you know, I'm just, that might be one of the things. I'm sure Florida doesn't want to lose him. And, you know, he's got a good thing going down there, and his defenses are great every year. So I think he feels good about what he's doing.
737-1045, 1-866-492 Zone. Will in Nashville, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Coach Johnson, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Great. Two questions that are admittedly unrelated, but I know not to get you in hot water, which you didn't try to be, but with the South Carolina calls that we all wondered about a little bit, and you said in the paper they were fine, just wondered what they saw. Was curious if you had gotten any response from the office on those calls. And then secondly, totally related, is Florida, based on what you've seen on film, the most athletically talented squad that you've seen this year, or in your opinion, in the SEC? And I'll hang up and listen off air. Thanks.
Okay, great. I don't think I ever said those calls were fine, but I did talk to the conference, and the conference told me on the two replay plays that they did not have on the touchdown, they did not have evidence to overturn the ruling on the field. So that was the official announcement. And then the one that they felt like they had a reason to overturn it, the fumble, you know, they went ahead and did it. So that was the official ruling from the conference. You know, Florida is pretty athletic. You know, I put LSU in there with them.
Yep.
They're extremely athletic, especially on defense. The defensive line for LSU is pretty remarkable, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but as you know, player to player, you know, I think they go. And then there are other teams in our conference who have some outstanding players that can match up with those two.
737-1045. I'm sorry. 1-866-492 Zone. David in Hendersonville. Thanks for holding your own with Coach Bobby Johnson.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, David. How are you?
Hey, Dave.
I just wanted to say I really enjoyed, and I know a lot of other fans in my section Saturday night really enjoyed a little more offensive production. It was just really fun to watch, especially the first half. Lots of fun to watch, and I wondered if you could answer a couple questions about that. Going into the half, you know, we got the ball 30 seconds left, and ridiculously the crowd booed that we ran the clock off and went into the locker room with momentum in the lead, or in a tie game. Just wondered, you know, is that always the situation, or is that just a call that you make, you know, based on what you've seen? The second question I had was, you know, it seemed like you opened up offense a little bit more. You and Coach Kane opened up offense a little bit more this time. Seemed like a tight end was involved a little more. There were a few more little flats thrown to swing passes thrown to the backs. Just if you could comment on maybe how you opened it up a little bit, changed it, you know, to maybe their defense or just in general. Thanks.
Okay. Well, you know, 30 seconds, you know, the ball was on the 30-yard line. If
right.
it was on the 45, you know, we thought we'd have a chance maybe to go down and get a field goal. But the last thing we wanted to do was turn it over and give Georgia Tech the ball again. Our defense was fairly tired, and, you know, the risk-reward was not there.
And you were getting the ball to open the third quarter.
Exactly. So we're going to go in there and try to make some adjustments and get in there and rest a little bit and come back out and play. The offense, just like I said, you know, our staff did a great job of studying Georgia Tech's defense and came up with some things that we felt like would work, and we executed. And that's probably the biggest thing, you know, I can say that the improvement was due to is we executed. We caught the ball. You know, we're talking about tight end the week before didn't catch the ball,
right.
and Brandon did a great job of catching the ball against Georgia Tech, and we had the running game going fairly well, and that always helps the passing game. So it's a combination of everything that happens in a football game.
We'll take a break, come back, our final moments with Coach Bobby Johnson right after this.
Delta presents Global Business Etiquette.
This is my first trip to London. You must be Daniel. Nice to meet you, Danny boy.
In England, stick to proper titles such as Mr., Mrs., and Miss until invited to move on to a first-name basis.
My name is Jim.
And in most African cities, it's common for locals to know English, so there's no need to speak slowly. Delta serves over 350 destinations in 66 countries, including the UK and Africa. For the most destinations worldwide, visit delta.com.
You can't have college football in the South without true SEC tailgating, and Vanderbilt is the place to be on game day. Enjoy kids' activities, watch live college football games on the huge Vandivision screen, and don't forget to satisfy your appetite with the great taste of Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. Enjoy the flavor of real pit barbecue right in Vanderbilt as you experience all the excitement of Commodore football. Stop by Vanderbilt, presented by Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill and 104.5 The Zone, before every Vanderbilt football game. For tickets, call 322-GOLD. It's good to be gold.
At Copper Kettle, we believe in doing things the old-fashioned way. Our daily specials feature amazing sandwiches, satisfying salads, and irresistible desserts. Dine with us at one of our two locations, downtown on 94 Peabody Street or in Green Hills on 4004 Granny White Pike. After cheering the Commodores on to victory on Saturday, make sure to join us for our delicious Sunday brunch to satisfy your Sunday morning craving. Copper Kettle, a Nashville favorite, specializing in catering and home-cooked culinary delights.
Worth the rebound! Commodores have knocked off the third-ranked Auburn Tigers at Memorial Gym.
Where will you be next time Vanderbilt wins the SEC tournament?
Your Vanderbilt Commodores are Southeastern Conference tournament champions.
Where will you be next time the team makes the Sweet 16 and beyond? You could be there every step of the way. Season tickets are on sale now. Call 322-GOLD or visit vucommodores.com for details. It's good to be gold.
Did you know Coca-Cola has a secret formula full of secret ingredients? So, if you've got a giant sandwich, secret ingredient number 25, Food Amazer, kicks in.
Wow, plus yum.
Whum! When you grab a Coke on the go, it's secret ingredient number 55, Trip Zipper.
Meow!
Having fun with friends, secret ingredient number 73, Hang Outerator.
Dude, bro, guy.
But what's really great is how they work together. Like, if you're with friends.
Dude, bro, guy.
Eating sandwiches.
Whum!
On a speeding train.
Meow!
That secret formula has it all. Coca-Cola. Hope and happiness.
I can't believe my fantasy team is losing to the acerbated accountants.
We can be a furious bunch when provoked.
Every year you're at the top of the standing.
Preparation is paramount. I get all I need with ESPN MVP from Verizon Wireless.
Stay ahead in your fantasy league with ESPN MVP. Get stats, scores, and in-depth analysis right on your phone. Verizon Wireless, official wireless partner of Vanderbilt Athletics. Select VCAS phone and VPAC subscription required.
With ESPN MVP, I dominate.
Your team, your sport, your station. No one beats zone coverage. 104.5 The Zone.
Now for the Commodores' upcoming schedule presented by Delta. With online check-in at Delta.com, you can check in for your flight up to 24 hours in advance.
print your boarding pass, check flight status, visit Delta.com today to check out more ways we can save you time. Delta's proud to be the official airline of Vanderbilt Athletics. Kickoff in Gainesville on Saturday is 6:20 Central Time. We're on the air at 5 o'clock with the tailgate show from the Swamp. And then a reminder that our final home game, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, Kentucky comes to town. That is an 11:20 a.m. kickoff. So we'll be on the air at 10 o'clock with the tailgate show for that one. That is Senior Day, so we encourage you to be there early. We've got a large group of seniors to honor for that game against Kentucky. But first things first, with the Commodores taking on Florida on Saturday in Gainesville. It's a great atmosphere. It's a tough atmosphere. It's loud. But it's one of those this team has seemed to kind of thrive in a little bit, and I think they're probably looking forward to going down there.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, you get the say you go and play the number one team in the country and a Heisman Trophy winner across the line from you if you're playing defense, and there's all kind of things to motivate you. But the biggest thing is our next game. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the big thing. So I think our guys will be ready and. It should be fun. It's always a, you know, like you say, it's an exciting atmosphere down there, and their students get into it, and their fans get into it, and you're always playing a very good team.
Do you worry at all when you reach a point in a season like this when this is not going to be a winning season? It's not going to result in a bowl game. Do you worry at all about the last two or three games of some guys maybe kind of saying, you know, I sold out early, but we're not going to accomplish what we want, and they kind of step back away.
I'm not too worried about that. I mean, obviously, you know, that's a possibility, but I think our guys are pretty dedicated to each other, and that's the key thing. It's all about the team and represent Vanderbilt. And, you know, our guys are pretty motivated about everything. You know, they try to do well in school, and again, that's the influence of their parents or their coach or a teacher or somebody has done a good job with them before we get them. And we're just glad to have those kind of guys in our program.
Got about a minute left. I don't know who freshman of the year in the conference is going to be, but Warren Norman's name has got to be on the list, doesn't it?
Oh, it's got to be. I guarantee you what a competitor he is. And he doesn't get flustered. He just real calm about everything and, you know, runs a kickoff back and hands the ball to the referee, and it's really a lot of fun to have watched him this year and see what he's accomplished, and he'll be a definite candidate, no doubt about it. Hopefully he'll have three big games here at the end, sort of seal it away.
Well, very few in the conference have ever run three kickoffs back for a touchdown in one season, and Warren has done it as a freshman. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks,
down in the
Joe.
Swamp. We appreciate it, Coach Bobby Johnson. We appreciate all of you being with us. Great crowd here at the Commodore Grill. We'll be on the air on Saturday, 5 o'clock airtime, 6:20 kickoff for the Commodores and the Florida Gators. My thanks to Bob Horner and to you for being with us. We'll see you Saturday from Gainesville.
Been listening to the Coach Johnson Call-In Show, presented by the Martin and Zerfoss Insurance Agency, a proud carrier of auto owners insurance, on the Vanderbilt ISP Sports Network and 104.5 The Zone. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Vanderbilt football with the head coach of the Commodores, Bobby Johnson. Tonight's show has been brought to you by the Governor's Highway Safety Office, who reminds you, booze it and lose it. By Fishers, the bologna-making people. By Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, for the best possible collision repairs done with excellence and integrity you can trust. A proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. By Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. When it comes to great barbecue, it's the rule. By Delta Airlines, proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. And by the newly renovated Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, located steps from Vanderbilt Stadium and a proud supporter of the Commodores. The Coach Johnson Show is an exclusive presentation of ISP, America's home for college sports.